Use appropriate nonverbal communication and be aware of positioning. When a client's anger is escalating or they're being aggressive, in most cases their ability to process information and understand or care about consequences will be extremely limited. What is communicated non-verbally through body language and positioning has a vital role in diffusing potentially violent situations. Body language. Turning a little side on rather than facing the client directly is non-threatening and encourages joint problem solving. Maintaining appropriate eye contact that is non-threatening yet attentive. Note, there are also cultural considerations with eye contact. Do not stare or glare at the client, as it is provocative and shooting glances at the client conveys distrust. Open palm gestures and raised eyebrows conveys attentiveness and interest, as well as demonstrating to the client that there is no threat. Lifting the head attentively and nodding sends a message that the client is being listened to and understood. Do not point or clench fists and avoid provocative gestures. Do not laugh or smile too much, as it can be interpreted as ridicule. Avoid conveying impatience or making clients feel they are intruding, interfering, or are a nuisance. Sneering, pouting, tapping fingers, crossing arms, and looking at your watch or phone all have this effect. Avoid shrugging and head shaking, as it conveys disinterest and disapproval. Positioning. Avoid touching the person. Do not invade the client's space. A safe distance is about 2 meters apart and may need to be more as the client becomes increasingly agitated. Stand outside the reach of their arms and legs. Avoid confrontation or being seen as a threat. Do not stand above the client or make rapid movements toward them. Do not stand between the client and the exit. Do not let the client stand between you and the exit.